Welcome back. This is Chapter 10 of The Magician, written by K.S. Wood. This chapter is called The Club. Freddy's eyes widened as he watched Vanessa sashay out of her bedroom a few nights later. "Wow," he signed, using his facial features to indicate how impressed he was. Vanessa blushed as she twirled in the small alcove just outside her bedroom door. She felt ridiculous in her ensemble, but she knew the Piggy Whistle was a high-class establishment, even if it were just a club. If she showed up in the kind of outfits she normally wore, she would be rejected even while she gave the words to get past the bouncer. She knew she had to dress as if she were going to one of her grandmother's more formal affairs. Her dress was black with a lace princess cut bodice and a chiffon skirt that flowed around her asymmetrically. She wore black strappy heels and a pair of real diamond earrings that dangled and matched the diamond choker around her neck. She had curled her hair and pinned her bangs back with silver clips. She detested appearing to be this elegant, but was gratified that she had the grace to pull off walking in heels. She got a good look at her best friend. Freddy looked debonair. Since he was part of the extended family and occasionally acted as Vanessa's escort to various functions, he had an entire wardrobe to dress the part of the suave nightclub attendee. Today's outfit was a dark suit, one that Vanessa's mother had personally bought for him. A gray button-down shirt, freshly pressed, was worn underneath, and polished black loafers were on his feet. He smelled of spicy aftershave, and his dark hair had been slicked back with hair gel, nary a lock out of place. While he had foregone a tie, he still appeared posh and polished. The dark gray fedora he wore on his head clinched the entire outfit. "We clean up nicely," She signed with a smile. Freddy laughed. Because she didn't want to be memorable on public transportation, Vanessa arranged for a hired car for the night. She only hoped the company would be prudent and not alert her family to her plans for this Friday evening. She didn't need her mother or grandmother chiding her for taking any risks. She and Freddy signed very little on the ride over, having already made their plans in the apartment without any watchful eyes. They observed the city lights fly by in the darkness as the driver mutely piloted the car to their destination. If they spoke at all, it was in code all their own. "Thank you," Vanessa said graciously as they climbed out of the car onto the street. She passed a bill to the front. "I will call you when we're done with this evening." The driver bobbed his head. "I will pick you up back here unless your plans change, miss." Vanessa grasped her purse, a vintage black beaded clutch her grandmother Agnes had given her long ago. As she contemplated what she was about to do, she was nervously scared. "What are we waiting for?" Freddy signed. "Nothing," she returned. She took a deep breath and exhaled loudly as she waltzed up to the door, put her hand up to knock, but before she could do so, there was a sound of metal sliding and a pair of eyes peeking out through a spy hole grill on the door. "What's the word?" came a harsh command. Vanessa gulped. "Ray sent me," she replied, trying to keep the stammer she was sure there out of her voice. The door swung open and a tall man dressed in a dark suit and tie with a crisp white shirt looked the two of them over. He cocked his head, indicating they should follow him. Bright lights at the end of the barroom attracted their eyes first, and she and Freddy were escorted into the lounge portion of the building. Another set of bright lights illuminated the stage, where a solitary woman was singing some sort of jazz song as a trio played off stage. The rest of the lounge was dimly lit, the sconces and chandelier flickering as if driven by some sort of magic instead of electricity. Freddy got Vanessa's attention by waving and indicated with a flick of his eyes in the direction in which he wanted her to look. A gentleman sat at a table close to the entrance, staring at her intently as he was surrounded by several empty glasses. A confused look seemed to cross his face as he watched the two of them standing nearby. "Doesn't he look familiar?" Freddy signed. "Do you think that is who you're supposed to be meeting?" Vanessa shrugged and noted two men weaving their way through the tables. Their stumbling indicated that the two of them had consumed more than their fair share of libations. They simultaneously dropped drunkenly into the booth with the man and took up their carousing once more. "No," Freddy signed. his face showing discontent for the group. They don't look intelligent enough to have arranged this meeting. "Welcome to the Piggy Whistle," a hostess called out. "Do you have a reservation?" Vanessa looked at her. "I'm actually meeting someone," she replied, biting the inside of her lip. She had no idea she was meeting yet, and she was hesitating as she glanced, looking around the lounge. Green booths and dark-stained tables were filled with people drinking and enjoying the music of the evening. As jazz filled the air, a waitress moved from table to table, their hands upright and lifting trays of tumblers and glasses filled with drinks of every kind. Paneled pastoral scenes lined the walls. Their details were hard to make out in the dim light. Suddenly, a spell was cast from one of the tables, emitting a cloud of blue that fell over the table like a waterfall. She met the occupant's gaze and nodded. Freddie tapped Vanessa on the shoulder. "I'll wait by the bar," he signed. She nodded and pulled a pen and notepad out of his suit coat pocket, and the two separated to go about their own ways. The man seated with his back to the wall, he was heavy set and wearing a dark suit. Graying reddish brown beard, neatly groomed, graced his face. The hair on his head, which appeared much darker shade than the beard, was curly and also neatly combed back. On the table in front of him sat an ashtray with a solitary lit cigarette, a pack of smokes with a red label, and a fedora. Vanessa walked to the table and reached out her hand. "Hello, my name is..." "I know who you are," the man replied. "Let's put the introductions aside for now. Drinks first." He motioned to the waitress, who appeared almost instantly. "I'll have a scotch on the rocks and give the girl whatever she wants." "Soda and lime, please," Vanessa replied with a smile. The man flicked a large bill up with practiced ease, and the waitress palmed it quickly, slipping it into her pocket with a sly smile. She disappeared as quickly as she came. "You're a Rankin and you don't drink?" the man asked with some surprise when he determined the waitress was out of earshot. He shook his head. "Never mind, it isn't important. I hear you're researching Pathemotus magicians." Vanessa blinked. "I wrote a paper on them, yes, and that's what I'm doing my thesis on as well. But I surmise you already knew that." "I did know that, and that's why I asked to meet with you." "Are you one?" she questioned hesitantly. When he scowled in confusion, she added, "I asked because of the cloud of blue." He scoffed and laughed. "Oh, that's a simple parlor trick I learned long ago. No, I do not hold any of the abilities of a Pathemotus, though sometimes I wish I did. Their magic is quite fascinating. You can call me Smith, if you like." The conversation trailed off again as the waitress brought glasses to the table. She placed the soda with lime in front of Vanessa, and then a lowball glass with scotch on the rocks in front of Smith. The man nodded, thanked the waitress. He tossed down a second large bill and smiled at her. "Keep the drinks coming, doll," he said with a smile. "At least mine. I have a feeling my young friend here will only be having the one." The waitress smiled at him and winked, pocketing the tip as she glanced quickly at Vanessa and nodded. He lifted the glass to his lips and took a sip, waiting for the waitress to leave again. The cigarette resting in the dish was swirling in dancing ribbons, reaching to the emptiness in the air above before disappearing. The movements were hypnotic and mesmerizing to Vanessa. "Of course, I have seen a Pathemotus in action," Smith replied nonchalantly, breaking their silence in their corner of the club. That got Vanessa's attention. "Oh?" she asked, question, feeling her eyebrows raising in surprise. The man took another drag of his cigarette and then flicked the ashes that formed on the tip into the tray before nodding. "Yes, he put on a beautiful show. It was a little melancholy, of course, but it was memorable too." "Melancholy?" "Yeah, the final moments of the show were a sad little black and white number." The man took a swig of the amber-colored liquid with ice jingling as they bounced off each other in the glass. "Of course, this was over in the old country when I was working there." Vanessa scowled as the excitement bubbling up in her burst into disappointment. There was no way she'd be able to get to the old country to see this fascinating show. Even though she had the funds, it was a simple task of getting the trip arranged on such short notice. The man smirked as he put the glass down, wiping condensation. But then, I have heard that particular show has come to tour the new country as well. I hear the Opera House will have a couple of performances next weekend. Vanessa felt that joy bubble up inside her again. Really? She asked. The man smirked once more as he nodded. Yeah, really. But I also think tickets are hard to come by. It's such a popular show that everybody's wanting to go. He looked at her pointedly. Given your influence, though, I'm sure you'll be able to get the tickets and do it discreetly. Vanessa looked at him, blatant confusion crossing her face as she watched him down the remainder of his drink. Why discreetly? She asked. The ice clinked in a lowball glass as he placed it on the table. Go see the show. You'll figure it out there. The Magician is brought to you by K.S. Wood. If you'd like to know more about her story and her writings, please visit her website, kswood.blog.